USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden has signed a bill designed to speed up the process of getting U.S. military aid to Ukraine. The bipartisan measure also expands Biden's authority to expedite agreements with Ukraine and other Eastern European nations. The president did not take questions from reporters during a brief Oval Office signing ceremony. Wisconsin Democratic Governor Tony Evers says a suspected arson at a pro-life office is a horrible incident. Speaking at a groundbreaking ceremony, Evers called for arrests in the fire at the Wisconsin Family Action Office over the weekend. Wall Street is extending its steep sell-off at the closing bell, the Dow losing 653 points to close at 32,245, the S&P falling 132 points, and the NASDAQ dropping 521. USA Radio News.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
The world is watching Russian President Vladimir Putin today as Russia celebrates Victory Day.
The Victory Day Parade refers to the annual military parade of the Russian Armed Forces on Moscow's Red Square. Monday's celebration on the World War II victory had some shades of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. President Vladimir Putin speaking via a translator.
Those who defeated the Nazis showed us an example of heroism for all eternity. This was a generation of victors, and we shall always look up to them. Glory to our great armed forces. For Russia, for victory. Hurrah!
Lance Pry reporting from the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau. Former President Trump is in Dallas Monday for a private fundraiser. It's the first of two trips to Texas this month. The former president's event tonight is dubbed Countdown to the Majority. Later this month, Trump will headline a public rally in Austin. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
The White House says high-speed internet service is a necessity in today's world. President Joe Biden says the bipartisan infrastructure law will help millions of Americans gain access to high-speed internet at a low cost.
Nearly 40% of the households in America qualify. And if you qualify, you're going to get a $30 credit per month toward your internet bill, which most folks will mean they get on for nothing.
He says that in addition to being accessible at a low cost, it will also be available to people in more places. Inflation is continuing to rise in the United States and other countries, especially impacting the price of oil and gas. North Carolina Republican Congressman Ted Budd tells Mornings with Maria on Fox Business that the United States should ramp up domestic production of energy.
The president's administration, the Biden administration, has a war on petroleum products, and they're not doing anything to increase the supply.
Major League Baseball is announcing a strategic partnership with the City of London to have regular season games there. The games will be played in London starting next season and will be played in 2024 and 2026. Fan events will also take place in Europe and launch baseball participation programs as well. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.